This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. A special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. Kurt Rogers joins us today. Affordable Interest Mortgage, as I mentioned, brings us this show each week, and Kurt is with us. Their number, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, one thing I know, being over your office the other day, it's busy this time of year.
It's quite busy this time of year. It's a little earlier than normal. We normally don't see this busy. I think there's a couple reasons for that. First reason is the rates. There was a lot of conversations, mm-hmm. and I think everybody knows this, that the rates were going to keep going up, and it was slowing things down. But they've actually recessed and gone down. So you're looking at rates in the low fours, and more people are getting out into the market saying, okay, I want to buy. Now, what's that's done is take the purchase market, and it's kind of given it just a little bit more of a boost. Home values are still going up, and in some areas they're flat or not going up as much. But there's people out there that still want to buy some homes. And some of the folks are saying, I'll sell mine so I can go buy another one. So new construction's doing well. I think that's part of it. But one of the other parts that we're starting to see more of is those folks that aren't looking at the standard loans, those folks that are self-employed, or those folks that, you know, they have a lot of part-time jobs, but you can't count them as income. You know,
right.
Fitting into the requirements of the lender saying, I have to have a two-year job and I have to make so much money, it doesn't work. But there's loans out there now to where we're able to help people with some of their assets. Without taking their assets, we get to count them as income. So by doing that, it opens up the market. For example, a self-employed person, they may have, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 in the bank. Well, I now get to divide that by the number of months, and I count that as income. So
wow.
they're doing the tax laws, and they're taking advantage of the tax breaks, and they're not able to qualify under standard. Now all of a sudden, it can help them out and get them into a good loan. So we're starting to see more of those customers and more of those type of loans that are helping people out.
Well, again, if you've got any mortgage needs at all, trust the folks that we do and have for many, many years, and that is Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500. Well, Kurt, new guest today?
New guest, and I'm excited about this.
Tell us about him.
I mean, you know, when we start talking to him, you're going to understand. Talk about a man with a passion about what he does. His name is Adam Corshane. Adam, welcome to the show, and he works for NewMed Direct Primary Care. Glad to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right, Adam, nice to meet you. So what is direct primary care?
It's the answer to our healthcare problems these days. So I guess basically it's a membership-based, low-cost access point for primary care.
Okay.
I could start short with that.
Sure.
Then you won't shut me up.
No, because I'm telling you.
Go ahead.
Healthcare, insurance, I mean, drives all crazy.
Yep.
First year, right now, January, and then they just took my payment out for May. Let's see, $800 a month times five. Sure. And I have not been to the doctor yet.
Yep.
You're not on Medicare?
Not yet.
I figured at 70 you would be.
I'm looking forward. Hey, you know how many people are probably looking forward to Medicare?
I am. I made it.
You.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you what I pay now. I just love Medicare, but I like his idea here also.
So you said a lot of people were unhappy with healthcare. Why? Why are you unhappy with it?
The cost.
Okay.
I never know what it's going to cost.
Okay. That's right. So your lack thereof.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And it seems like the care has certainly there's good doctors. I don't mean this drug during it, but the care has not improved necessarily much.
Right.
Probably less time with physicians than you've ever had.
Yes.
So, wow.
Yeah, so for me, I'm a physician assistant. I've been a PA 13 years or so. I came from Massachusetts. I used to work in internal medicine, primary care. I worked in pediatrics, geriatrics, tried to hit both ends of the spectrum there. About 6.5 years ago, I joined the Army as a PA also for the National Guard. And then I moved to Colorado in 2015, and I had been working in urgent care since then. So for me, I love medicine. I like humans. I like knowing what makes us work and how to make us function better.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people go into their job with that sort of passion. That's how they start. And then we all go to sleep for 30 or 40 years, work hard, and then we retire and die. And to me, that doesn't sound like the plan that I want.
Sure.
So I realized I was in urgent care and seeing 30, 40 patients in a shift and realizing most of them were there merely because they did not have access to primary care. Either they didn't have one or they couldn't get in for 2.5 weeks. So that issue that really wasn't a fire became a fire that had to be put out quickly because they didn't have access. And that's not to mention the cost. So co-pays or even just cash pay in whatever setting. And then there's the care. So the three things you just mentioned is cost. You didn't mention access, I did. And then the care.
Right.
And then tons of studies out there, but the average face-to-face time with you and a primary care provider is about 7 minutes. So if you take a system and you say, go to this person who, unfortunately for many people, is a total stranger, and you got 7 minutes, boom, start the clock. Tell me about your deepest, darkest concerns about your health and well-being, and oh, time's up. Make another appointment for 3 or 4 months down the road, and we'll pick up where we left off.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, it's costing more and more and more, getting a little bit less, and you know, it's not too hard.
What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, it's not too hard to figure out why people are grumpy. Well, and also in that model, when you get grumpy people, and especially say in an urgent care setting, they're sitting there for an hour or two waiting to get in, so they're grumpy, they paid a lot of money, they want something. What are you going to give me? What kind of antibiotic? And we go automatically to overuse of prescriptions and things like that, as opposed to how do myself and my family feel better?
Mm-hmm. And we have seen a plethora of these urgent cares. I mean, son, they're on every corner.
Yep.
I mean.
And I've talked a lot about this to a lot of people. I love it. And I say, the way it works, I've always put it this way. You go to an emergency room. When am I going to go, or my family, when we have something that could possibly lead to death in 24 hours? So if I stub my toe, nope. Sore throat, nope. Chest pain, yes. Okay. You know, crushing belly pain, yes. So that's emergency. Pretty much everything else should be primary care, where they should work on prevention so I don't get sick. And then if something falls in the middle, that's urgent care. So many primary cares don't do suturing, stitches for a cut. That's a good thing for urgent care. Or, you know, little Jimmy whacked his knee really bad and all that sort of stuff, and then the office is closed. Perfect. That's an urgent care matter. But what I've seen over the past few years is people are there with a cough, sore throat, stubbed my finger. The best way for me to treat you and your family is to know you and your family. So we know, and I pick up on these cues when I was doing the urgent care stuff, is, you know, it's funny, this is, you know, Jimmy's fourth sinus infection in the past 5 months. Like, no, we have a problem here. Something's not quite right, but you can't always pick that up in a quick little 7-minute visit.
Sure.
You need to have an established continuity of care.
It seems like there's three different types. There's the emergency, urgent care, and then primary.
Yes.
What you do. What you're saying is you have a membership. There's a group of people that you service, correct?
Yes.
How many is that?
So I'm still working and building it up, but I guess to better answer your question is we should talk more. You should identify the problem before we come up with a solution. So what I see is part of a problem is insurance. So everyone thinks insurance is bad. It's not bad. It's because we utilize it the wrong way. So if you have a car, most people have car insurance. You don't use that car insurance to get windshield wipers because it's snowing today, or you don't use it to get gas or oil. You use it for the unexpected and out of reach expenses. If someone crashes into my car this afternoon and drives away, I can't afford to just replace the car. I have insurance for that.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with your home or your apartment. We get renter's insurance or homeowners. We don't use it for, you know, new linoleum floors in the kitchen. No. You have freedom to decide if you want to do that, and you have transparency. You know how much it's going to cost you. You use insurance for bad stuff, like an unexpected hailstorm that destroys my roof. The problem is, and this really kind of started back in the 80s, but we started to think healthcare, or sick care, we should call it, but healthcare is, instead of using it for the catastrophic bad things as it was designed for, we started saying it's magic. It covers everything. Cough, no problem. Primary care, covered. Everything's magically covered, but someone's going to pay for it. So what's happened in the past 30 years, those premiums that we talk about, skyrocketing through the roof. And then you mix that with, it's expensive to deal with insurance. You have to have coders, medical coders, billers, accounts payable. You have to pay those people. So you have to pay to use the insurance to pay for the bills. So a traditional insurance-based primary care practice, the overhead's about 80%. So if I'm only getting 20 cents in the dollar, how do we make money? See more people.
That's why it's 7 minutes a person.
Yep, 7 minutes. And what we're going to do is get that little puppy mill churning them out. And we're going to see, so an average provider in primary care has about 2,500 patients on a panel. So they see about 25 patients a day. It's a lot of patients. And then you have to chart, too, to satisfy for the insurance stuff. So the idea of direct primary care said, if I really believe that we're misutilizing insurance, why don't we just take it out of primary care? No insurance. So a person should have it for what it's intended for, the catastrophic, unexpected things. But if I say, I'm not even going to deal with insurance. So if you want to be a patient of mine, that's great. I strongly encourage you should have insurance, some sort of a plan, but maybe not golden insurance that covers everything. Maybe more the catastrophic. Because then what I can do is provide the primary and urgent care type stuff at an affordable type price because I don't have to pay that overhead. I don't have to have any coders, billers. I have one nurse right now, my wife, Dara, and that's it. It's just the two of us. I don't need any of the other stuff. So my overhead is more like 10%. Maybe it'll be 10 to 20. So therefore, instead of 2,500 patients, we're going to build up to about 500, maybe 600. Instead of 25 patients a day, we're going to build up to about 5 to 8. So therefore, our visits are usually whatever we need them to be, but 30 to 60 minutes. Patients have the phone. They can call, text, email me, whatever. And then we decide if you need to come in, meaning you call me up, you say, hey, I want to talk about my labs. Do I need to come in? I say, well, do you want to come in or do you want to talk on the phone? So a traditional practice, they're going to say you need to come in and talk about it.
That's where they make the 7 minutes.
That's because they're going to bill you again. That's right. They cannot bill your insurance unless they see your face.
That's right. That's why they want you in.
So you're like, do I really need to come in for that? I was just in last week. Yeah, sorry, it's policy. Mm-hmm. No, not with this. So this, I work based on the membership. So everything else I do is it's all covered. You want to come in 30 times this month? That's okay.
Right. Hey, you look at MRI. Last year, I had a gentleman on. There was a company over here on Arapahoe Road called Upright MRI. And you actually just sit in a chair.
Yep.
Don't have to go through the tube. And I mean, if you've ever had MRIs, I mean, they're not the funnest thing in the world. But I mean, you say you have insurance with a company and they bill you several thousand dollars. This guy had a cash pay deal. You write him a check or put on a card, mm-hmm. $600, you know, well, for an MRI.
Yeah, we've seen this all over the news, over, you know, 7 and 9, talk about these outrageous prices at these urgent cares. And there's no control on or no transparency on the billing of it. So you think you need something, and they tell you to come in.
Yep.
Next thing you know, it's $3,000 or $4,000. So you get that bill, and then you say, okay, well, next time I'm not going in because I'm not writing another check for $3,000.
Right.
Yes, and you're
different.
You guys just touched on two different things. So the imaging. So imaging, same thing. If they have to hunt your insurance down for 3 to 6 months, maybe they get reimbursed a quarter of it, whatever it is. So yeah, an MRI is about $2,000. So as a direct primary care, and what we do in this model is we go out there, we meet with the imaging places. So I can get you an MRI for, depends on where we want to go, but as cheap as $200. So $200 to $600 instead of $2,000. But you say, oh, I have great insurance. Okay, go get that MRI, and then you get a bill in the mail because you haven't hit your deductible.
Yep.
You're like, oh, gosh. So I'm finding more and more people are saying, you know what? I want to settle up today. How much is it going to cost? So that doesn't go through me at all. That's just part of the service. Some other things I do offer with our service is anything in the office that we do, it's part of the membership. So you need an EKG, fine. You need a urine test, strep test, mono, that's included. And I've worked in urgent care, so if you need some stitches, I can throw those in, that's easy. No charge for that. It's just you're a member, you're part of the family. We also do wholesale meds. So, I mean, I had someone going through, I don't know if I should say names, but Kaiser. No big deal. He was getting some meds and every 3 months paying $90. Not that bad, actually, for 90 days, $90. So I got him those same meds. 90-day supply was about $15. So, boom, he just paid for one of his months right there just on what he saved. And to me, that just makes sense. It's just so labs, low. That's the other one, labs.
Yeah.
You know, and again, transparency. If I send you in to get your, you know, a basic blood count, how much is that? I really have no idea. It's about $40-ish. Well, I can get it for about $3.50 now. So patients can choose. And one thing you said, Kurt, is, you know, next time maybe you won't go in. And I just saw something last week that was talking about breast cancer. And they were saying people's high deductibles has a tendency to push off their willingness to go get that mammogram, maybe only a couple of months. But in the case where the woman unfortunately has breast cancer, now it's advanced 3 to 5 or 6 months, and it's a more advanced breast cancer. Whereas if we took away some of this worry, then maybe we could be smarter about things and work more towards prevention and early detection of things.
Sure. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. If you've got any questions, our lines are open. It's 303-477-5600. When we come back, we're going to talk about that membership and the cost. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our special guest, Adam Kershane. Adam's with NewMed Direct Primary Care. And newmedprimarycare.com is the website. Now, cost is one of the top things on everybody's mind. And you mentioned membership, so tell us all about it.
So I'm not the only direct primary care in the state. Colorado's actually a pretty friendly state for this. So if you look around, most times it's based on age. So going by memory here, I think about 18 to 39 is about $65 a month. 40 to 64 is about 75. And then 65 and up is, I think it's 95. And then we have the kids on there too. And if there's just a someone's 17 or under, it's 49. But if they're with an adult, then it's $29. And then we offer, I'm rattling a bunch of numbers here, but then we offer family plan deals because I'm the boss. I can do whatever I want, which is awesome. I love that. So if you have a family, we could say, well, let's knock off the ones and just do the tens and add that up. Or we'll do some veteran first responder discounts. So that's it. That's the cost. And that includes everything in the office.
So the blood work, the urine work, the blood test.
Blood test, that we use a lab for that. So that the lab charges me and I just pass it along to you.
Right.
But the urine, pregnancy tests, strep, mono, EKG, suturing, all the other stuff in the office is all part of it. Phone, email, text.
And you deal with about five people a day?
Yep.
That's your goal?
In office, and then there's still the people, phone or whatever, yes.
Okay. Now, before the break, we were talking about urgent care and primary care, what you're doing.
Yes.
One of the things that attracts me to what you're doing, and we've had Greg Lackey on here, and you know Greg.
Yep. Yes.
And he talks about health insurance and health care, and about when you have to pay for insurance, you have a tendency to improve your health care.
Yes.
So by what you're offering folks the ability to go in and do that minor little tune-up, that little bitty oil change, that little bitty checking, without paying any part of your deductible.
Yes.
And eating up that and going in and sitting there for 2 hours to get that 7-minute visit.
Yes.
Explain how you feel that that's helped the client that comes in to see you versus someone that goes to urgent care. Because we talked about how those folks might push it off because of the cost.
So, all right, I understand the question and I'm ready for you.
Okay.
So, a lot of it has to do with planned expenses. So again, if I have to go to an emergency room today, and if I need to, I will, but I have no idea what that'll cost. Is that 500, 5,000? Like, yeah, nobody knows. And that for people is very daunting and kind of puts them off. So some people say, maybe I'm not that bad off. Or even for a primary care visit or an urgent care, like how much is it really gonna cost? I've been in medicine probably for 25 years. I don't even understand. I had insurance once, and I asked my office manager, like, how much does this cost? And she said, well, which plan do you have? And I told her the name of it. She goes, no, which sub-plan? She said, that plan has like 50 different plans. And I don't even understand what that means. So it's so confusing, and I'm lucky, so I'm still in the National Guard. So I have TRICARE, which I've been told it's kind of like the unicorn of insurance plans. So I'm going to have a shoulder surgery coming up. So I called, what's my deductible? And my family out of pocket max for the year is a little over $1,000. That is odd.
Yes.
Most people are 5,000, 6, 10. I knew someone with $13,000 deductible. That means the first 13 are coming out of your pocket. So that's hopefully you'll never reach that. So therefore everything you do, you're going to be paying for it. So the idea of having a planned expense for something like primary care with a little urgent care, that's planned. You can use it. It's paid for. Another way I put it with people is, I don't know about you fellas, but I feel like I bleed money. Like every time I turn, it's like, oh, a bill, $75. Oh, there's another
one. There's a hole in the wallet or the credit card.
My wallet's gone. I don't even have one. So I feel like I bleed money. So when I talk to people, I say, hey, yeah, your membership for you is $75. To me, it sounds like a big number. But when you look at that at a yearly cost, and you say, well, how much are you spending right now in your health insurance? Someone may have mentioned a few minutes ago, $800 a month. That's $4,000 a year. Okay. So potentially that plan, maybe I don't need that plan. Maybe instead of 800, maybe I need a $500 plan. And then if I tack on 75 on top of that, I'm still saving $1,000 or two. And I'm going to get the best access I've ever had. And with that access, you also get the ability to kind of breathe a little bit and say, okay, now I'm not just going to focus on when something hurts. Now I'm going to focus on when something just doesn't feel right. You know, how's my energy level? You know, I'm not going to ask you guys this. We don't need personal things out there, but.
No, but I think you're right, because most of us, especially guys.
Right.
Something's got to be killing us to go to a doctor.
We don't want to write that check. We'll man up and we'll move on.
If you look at our car, hey, How's it cheaper if we maintain it?
Yes.
And do some things.
Yeah.
And stay on top of it, so to speak.
Yeah. By going in and just, okay, this hurts. Well, then quit doing it. You're old. Quit doing it.
Well, and the way I approach things is I say, hey, if your cholesterol is a little high, I can throw you on some cholesterol-lowering medicines, which do have side effects. Or, hey, how about we take one step before that and say, how's the lifestyle stuff going? Me, I don't want to take medicine. I don't want to take five different medications because I have to and I'm going to go pay for them. They're expensive. They might affect my bones, my mood, my hormones. Like, that sounds terrible to me. So if we have this approachable access type stuff, then we can kind of do it a little bit previous. We focus, how are you functioning? I'm a human organism. I mean, every decade I want to get better, not worse. And I was just talking to someone at our meeting this morning, and we're saying, don't you hate it when people say, well, you know, you're getting older now. That's supposed to hurt there. Like, no, that's a bunch of BS. That old guy, you know, walking around the track, I want to be that guy when I'm 90.
Greatest commercial I think I've seen in a year. I don't know if you've seen it, where this old guy can barely get up off the couch, and he starts walking and doing things. Mm-hmm. For United Health, I love the commercial. My wife does, too. And all of a sudden, he runs a marathon, like a 3K or a 5K. Wow. It's really cool the way they moved him along. Just because he was old doesn't mean he had to quit.
And, you know, we're not all created equally. Like, we do have different genetics and our stuff and my shoulders or whatever. But the excuse of another 5 years has gone by, so I guess I can't do that anymore. Like, you know, I'm going to call quits on that one. I'm not going to let that happen. So I realize this. I'm 46 now. So I realized in my 30s, I was seeing patients my age with high cholesterol, high blood pressure, eating like garbage, like the whole thing. And I'm thinking, is that a sustainable plan for the next 40 years, 50 years, 60? Mm-hmm. Like, good gosh. So that's why I just felt this innate need to, I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to make you do anything. You do whatever you want. That's your journey. But if you want, I can help guide you along a certain path that I think will result in a better quality of life. Because everyone always says, especially the guys, well, I'm not going to live forever. Oh, no, you might.
You can live longer than you think.
In a bed. Yeah. You know, tied up to, you know, with tubes coming out of you and all that stuff. And that just sounds no good to me.
Right. To do what you're doing, physician's assistant.
Yep.
But what does the state of Colorado require for you to have that company and do what you do?
Yep. So, it's a couple of different things. So there's a business and then there's a medical practice.
Right.
So the medical practice, like PA, so physician assistant, we're always teamed up with a doc. So I've got an MD colleague of mine who we partner up on things. And I am very comfortable in what I do. I've had a lot of experience, but I tell every single person, I don't know everything. And anyone who tells you they do, just run away. Mm-hmm. So if I need some advice on something, I'll call a dermatologist. Or if I need advice on something cardiac, I'll call a cardiologist. And if we need to, we'll have the patient go see that person. So I have a PA MD relationship, and we have contracts for that stuff. So,
yep. And the state requires that?
Yes. Yep. Pretty much every state, something similar like that.
And you have an office where?
So the office right now is in Centennial, so South Glen, across from that Best Buy area. So
sure.
It's east Arapahoe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. His number is 774-219-9311, 774-219-9311. The website, NewMed, and that's NewMedPrimaryCare.com. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Cishon Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Adam Corshane is with us. New Med Direct Primary Care. And again, that's NUMedDirectPrimaryCare.com is their website. His number is 774-219-9311. Kurt heard that intro song there. I was at an event the other night emceeing for a group, and they had a guitar signed by all the Eagles.
Oh.
And went for $1,900 at an all live auction. It was cool, though.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah. You've been in the medical field, you said, for 20 years.
Yep.
Okay, what made you move? What caused you to say, okay, I want to do this. I want to be a primary care. I want to have a DPC center.
So I should rewind a little bit. So I've been a PA about 13 years. Prior to that, so I came out of college with exercise physiology background. Degree, and I stumbled upon, I had a job at Children's Hospital in Boston as a pulmonary technologist. So I got to work with a lot of kids, a lot of cystic fibrosis. And, you know, the first thing everyone says is, oh my God, so depressing. I said, oh no, no. And I told Kurt this in one of our meetings there, but I said, no, that's the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life. It was amazing. Here I am at the time, 22, 23, you know, I'm having my big, bad, important day. I come into work, I'm all grumpy one day, and then I have this little guy, Ross, you know, he's probably 9 years old at the time, and I'm grumpy. I'm like, all right, let's do it. Let's do your breathing test. He's like, well, wait, tell me, how is your day going? And I'm like, oh, man, I'm not worthy of this.
Just can't ask you how your day was
going. And I just said, I'm having the best day ever, buddy. How are you doing? And some of these guys, we got to know them very well, and they would die, some of them. This is a while ago. But it made me really amazed. I didn't know about PAs and medical stuff as much back then. So it just made me amazed that there's this community that can help change things. Like cystic fibrosis, I'm not an expert in it now, but I knew a lot about it. And leaps and bounds, like every year, it's so much better. So that's what got me really excited about learning about the medical model and that sort of stuff. So I went back to school, got my master's as a PA, and then I was kind of drawn to primary care. And I didn't know exactly why. My first job was in internal medicine, which is kind of like primary care. And I said to a colleague of mine that I went to school with, I'm like, should I go into a specialty? And she was like, you just like talking to people. You like trying to figure out what's wrong with them. No, I've always seen you doing that. So I said, okay. So I did that. And then I'd done the jobs, like I said, geriatrics, pediatrics, and then army stuff, and then urgent care. And I still love, like, you know, we've talked about how the harmony in your life, the frequency at which you operate, if it's out of proportion, you don't feel right. And when you try to measure that, that's hard to do. So, you know, when someone has strep throat, that's easy. Amoxicillin, something like that, too easy. Someone has chest pain, too easy. You go to the ER, we're very good at that stuff. One thing we're horrible at is the chronic things. You know, does anyone that's listening or whatever, you know anyone in your life who's tired a lot? You know, we're horrible at treating that. Or depression, terrible. And that's why—
Take a pill.
Yeah. Or if the classic story is a 60-year-old woman who's tired all the time, kind of dragging her rear end, she doesn't feel right. You check her to make sure she's not anemic. You check her thyroid. Say it's normal. You're depressed. Here's an antidepressant. Oh, God, now I feel even worse. And I'm not saying that's inappropriate all the time. I'm just, you know, sure. Quick example.
No, it is.
But maybe just talking to the people. And I've done that with folks where you just have a conversation and next thing you know, it's 30, 60 minutes later, like, oh, thanks a lot. I'm like, well, I didn't really do anything. But that's the whole point. I shouldn't do anything to you. Mm-hmm. We should kind of help guide each other on this little journey of life. So I like that idea. That is true primary care. And that's why I found myself in this model or our cultural norm is good enough medicine. You know, we can't actively go out and kill people. Of course, that's horrible. But some of these treatments are getting pretty darn close, and they're good enough. I don't want that for my family. That's why I said, how do we find something that's going to give better care? It's going to give you, you know, we were just saying during the break how, you know, sometimes a lot of guys are like, well, last time they did this, I'm just going to suck it up. Well, what if it's a non-threatening thing? You come in, don't come in, whatever. Next thing you know, you're like, you know, actually, yeah, my energy level has been kind of low. Maybe, you know, it pulls out those little things that we kind of just worry about late at night when you're laying in bed and you can't sleep. So that's why I've really enjoyed becoming a small business owner. And we talk about this a lot, but, you know, we feel like we live in a corporate world and everything's corporate, but like 90% of this is small business. So it's great when you work with small business people, there are humans there and they kind of give that little extra bit of caring. And that's why shouldn't medicine also be part of that? I think it's great.
Sure.
Well, yeah, I like the idea of the primary care because after you start developing a relationship, this is, you know, we go back to, okay, I get to keep my doctor. And the reason you do, even if you only get 7 minutes at a crack, you start to develop a relationship with them. Instead of transactional, it's a relationship on how we're doing what we're doing. And it starts to, all of a sudden, now I can go to the person and say, well, remember this pain I had over here, it went away, or this came up. And you start to understand the person. And instead of prescribing drugs, mm-hmm. and antibiotics, you kind of say, well, maybe try eating this or doing something different because you understand the person.
Yes, 100%.
It sounds like a new type of medicine that's being practiced.
And, you know, everyone says that. And you know what? It's actually an old type of medicine. Well, you know, imagine 500 years ago, you went to the village shaman or whatever, and they said, well, you know, you've been eating like a pig this week. You need to knock that off and go get some fruits and vegetables. Oh, wow, okay. The Western model of medicine is amazing. The germ theory, fantastic. Before that, it was Stone Ages. So to know about disease is fantastic. It's so important. But hopefully I never need that. So what about the old way of doing things, which is preventative? And I call it a five-year-old plan. You know, I've said this to a lot of my patients, but if you know a five-year-old and you forget the answers, ask them. So the questions, should I smoke? I'm not going to answer that. Should I drink too much alcohol? So adults can have some. Should I be overweight? Should I eat?
Should I exercise?
Should I physically active, and should I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? Like, give me a break. We all know the answer. You don't have to answer to me. You have to answer to yourself. But you know how many Americans are doing all five of those things, adults? It's about 3%. I wonder why we have high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, depression. Blah.
Just not working out.
Right. So do you see medicine, so to speak, moving in a lot of different directions now and getting away from some of this traditional medicine? Because we see, like, say, all the urgent cares,
yep.
something like you're doing. And you see some doctors leaving groups, starting their own deal, not taking insurance. We talked about yep. that earlier. They're just, you know, because, I mean, they're like, why should I get 20% of what a normal right. billing should be?
Well, I think their passion is going back to what they originally got into the field for, yep. was to help people instead of deal with all the bureaucracy of 80% going here and 20% coming here.
Yep.
So I think we're starting to see, we're seeing it in other things. I think we're starting to see it in the medical field.
So I've seen a lot of stats out there, and direct primary care as a model, it's tiny. In the scheme of things, I think it's about 3% of medicine. But I honestly do believe, when I learned about this, you know, I actually quit my day job, you know, I went to do this stuff, wasn't making any money, and I said to my wife, should I go back and do the other stuff? She goes, I think you might die if you do that. It's like, once you've seen the light, you can't go backwards. So I truly believe that this is a minority, but it's like watching David and Goliath. Like, yeah, there's hospital systems, and I'm not going to say hospitals are bad, but hospital systems are buying out the individual practices, so they're becoming bigger and bigger, and they say, well, then they can keep the cost down. And in some ways that can be true, but it's also, it's just making it a business. It's purely a business. So if you have a human emotional problem, you can go to the business to get it taken care of. But as that building tsunami comes, I think we're going to hit a tipping point. And it might not be for 10 to 20 years, but this direct primary care stuff, it's happening. It has to happen. And more, like I know a direct pay cardiologist in Denver. It's great. You need to get in with him. I could probably get you in tomorrow morning. And he's not going to take your insurance. So he'll do the whole 60-minute visit with an EKG for about $160 tomorrow. Or I could set you up with the other guy for a couple of weeks from now. You probably get your 10 minutes. And that bill, you might have to pay for the deductible. It might cost you $300 or $400 later on. But
now
it's free up front.
That. Go see I just heard what he said, and I'm thought, you go to a cardiologist, you sit down. Now, this guy's got a lot more smarts than I do.
Sure.
He's going to sit there with for an hour, and he's going to tell me everything about my heart, my system, and all I got to do is write him a check for $160.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that bill would be if I had to go to a urgent
yep.
care
yep.
and figure out what it seems so much simpler, because that's an easier fix for me to go in and he will tell me, and he's caring about me. He's not caring about the insurance.
Right, right. And I should say this. I'm not dissing urgent cares. They are important, but they're springing up everywhere, and they're failing also, some of them, because there's just too many. Mm-hmm. And what should they be doing? Urgent stuff that a primary care cannot do. But it shouldn't be because I can't get in with my primary. That's silly. That's dysfunctional.
Right. It's hard to get into a primary doctor.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, can we imagine going to one of the department stores in the area and, sorry, we had too many people in today. We had to close the doors. You have to go to the other department store. It doesn't work anywhere else, mm-hmm. but we accept it because it's good enough for our healthcare.
We were Parker Adventist Hospital this morning, lady in our church having surgery, and she was originally, they told her last week, she needed this back surgery, and she's 85 years old, and they said 3 months was the surgery date. Well, they got a cancellation, so they did get her in, but originally 3 months.
3 months.
But now I told you need this,
yeah,
but it's going to be 90 true. Days before we can help you.
Wow. Yep. It's funny you mentioned surgery. There is actually, I'm not trying to do advertising, but I think it's the Surgery Center of Oklahoma. They have direct pay surgery. And literally, I was at my orthopedic office, and I pulled up the website, and you can click on shoulder, whatever, total replacement, and it gives you a price, $6,500. Just upfront, that's how much it costs for everything. And they can cut off all the overhead. Whereas if that goes to your insurance, I'm making up numbers. I don't know exactly, because who knows?
Well, it'd be quadruple.
Yeah, probably. It could be $25,000, and you might get hit with your copay, your 80-20 might be $5,000. So, yeah, my orthopedic
And most
office.
Of us are going to pay that $6,000
yep.
deductible.
Right.
And you could have just put $500 away.
Yep. Yep.
Well, see, that's one of the big problems I think a lot of people have that I do. You never know what it's going to cost. It's not consistent. You know, okay, what plan do you have? What section? Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And without knowing, you're like, okay, I got to back up. Primary care with you, with what you're offering,
yep.
I pay X amount of dollars a month. Let's say I pay $90 a month. And I come in, and all the basic stuff, I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
I'm done. So I'm not afraid to come in and see
it's expected.
You and say, okay, tell me what you see. Tell me what you're hearing.
Yep.
What do I need to do? How do I make change so I don't break over here? It's like doing a tune-up to a car before the engine blows up.
Yeah, and I had a lady in yesterday, and her blood pressure was just a teeny bit high. It wasn't really high, but she was like, "God, it's higher than usual." I said, "Yeah, but it's not scary. We're okay for now." And then she left. We were talking for a long time about preventative things, and she was asking about supplements and things like that. And then she texted me about 20 minutes later, "Can I come in on Wednesday and recheck it?" I said, "Sure. When do you want to come in?" Like that's fine. It's no big deal.
No charge.
She can come in again.
See.
Yeah, as many times as she wants. That's fine.
And that's going to lower her blood pressure.
Yep.
Because she's comfortable.
Yes. And if there was an issue, we'd find it.
It feeds itself.
Yep.
I love it.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take our last break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
If you missed rates being this low before, now might be your time. Lower rates may help you to qualify for your new home or lower your payments and eliminate mortgage insurance. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We've been serving Colorado since 2001, and many of our clients are taking advantage of the lower rates. Most are able to save hundreds a month, all without extending their term. What could you do with $300, $400 a month or more? Pay off debt? Do some home improvement that you've been putting off? With your equity increasing and rates lowering, now might be the last chance to save thousands in interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan lately? Are you being treated like you're in an assembly line? No one listening? Just talking? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we will listen and find the right loan for you, all without the stress. Take AIM, 720-895-0500.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Wadley along with Kurt Rogers. Adam Corshane is our guest. He is with New Med Direct Primary Care. Once again, that's NU Med Direct Primary Care. You can check out the website at exactly that. Just add a .com to it. His number is 774-219-9311.
Okay. I've got all the way around this before, and I had this question at the beginning. Do you deal with children?
Yes.
Because you mentioned you like them.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're great fun.
So how many kids do you have in your group so far?
So we're just building up. This is still a new practice in a way. So we're only at 30, 35 people. So we've got some teens, some kids in there, 8, 6-year-old range. Brand new newborns should be at a pediatrician, you know, and that is, there's some importance there. But again, some people don't have insurance. Like, I'll bend, we'll do things. I know enough to know when we need to get a specialist involved or something like that.
Yeah, so you can start them at any age.
Yep. Yes.
But
birth to death.
Well, because when they're younger, like my office processor, her children always were coming down with a cold, and it just kind of, it was like a yo-yo. It just kept going around, and it just kept coming back. Go to one member, go to the other child, go to the kids at the school, turn around, come back.
Of course.
Same thing.
That's how they build up that immune system, right?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, we joke about that, but a quick side note is the kids that are chronically ill, what do? We just keep treating them. That's what we do. But if you stop and slow down for a minute and you say, but why are they always congested? Why are they always catching everything? And sometimes it's just bad luck. You know, we're all, like I said, we're all different genetic makeup and all that stuff. But sometimes diet has something to do with it, you know, and they credit 2,500 years ago with Hippocrates saying that, that the gut is probably 90% of everything. So the gut is the brain of the body. So it's just crazy important. I can't overstate it enough, is our nutrition. And is my nutrition the same as yours? Not necessarily. My body's a little bit different. But fundamentally, I can guarantee you my nutrition does not require processed junk to be shoved in my mouth hole or anything processed and all that stuff. And that's why, unfortunately, sometimes we see, you know, a young mom or dad bringing in little Jimmy and he's sick again and he's sitting there eating Cheetos at 7:45 in the morning. Like, I don't care who you are. That's not a good nutrition plan. I'm not going to judge you. But if you want to have better well-being, you want your family to be healthier, we need to make some changes.
So when you with your patients come in, what are some of the common things that you give them advice on or the issues that they may have?
I'm a big fan of the nutrition thing. And again, I don't impart my will on anybody. I say, what's bothering you? You say, nothing. I'm just here for a well check. Well, okay, well, let's check that heart and lungs and all that good stuff. But a lot of people say, I'm chronically constipated. I'm tired a lot. We have to take a step back, do that five-year-old plan, the nutrition, whether it's smoking, weight gain, physical activity. You know, a lot of people get intimidated thinking, oh, I need to join CrossFit. Well, if you want to, go for it. But I didn't say any kid performs any particular type of exercise. I said they're physically active, and it works for them. Kind of works for us, too. Go outside and play. You know, everyone's, not everyone, but a lot of times I find we're in an office kind of room, and whenever I talk to depressed people, sometimes I'll say this, look at this room we're sitting in. It's completely artificial. There's nothing natural about it at all. I don't feel good being in a room. I feel good being outside in the woods. Right. So are we getting outside? When was the last time you went for a hike? I live in Colorado. I haven't been in like 10 years. Like, oh, come on. Like, is it important to you? And so anyway, I'll stop blabbering about that.
Real quick, a couple of minutes left here, but vaccinations are a big thing.
Like, yep.
People should get that. Any opinion?
Fun question.
you waited to the end.
No. So I do have that question. I had a little bit of a debate with someone the other day. And she was saying, if someone's got immunocompromised status, you know, they might react poorly to a vaccine. I said, yeah. And some people can't get a vaccine, which is potentially why the rest of us do it. So they won't be exposed to the disease. So there's a lot of debate out there. Is my family vaccinated? Yep. I'm also in the Army. They over-vaccinate me for things, and I just say thank you very much for that. So I do believe that if you like struggle, you can go get polio. That's fine. Or you know, I had chicken pox as a boy, and I did fine. But my dad had it at the same time, and he had a rough time. So as we age, sometimes we don't respond as well to the illness, which is why we have a shingles vaccine now. So do I tell you that you have to go do stuff? No. This is freedom. This is what we fight for. But am I going to recommend it? Sure. So if you cut yourself and you haven't had a tetanus shot in the last 5 years, the recommendation is get a bloody tetanus shot.
You talk about shingles.
Yep.
I've never been in so much pain in all my life.
I've heard that.
It was brutal. I wanted to take a drill and put a hole in my head to get the pressure out. It was it was terrible from the shingles.
Yep. And you can make an argument. Did you live?
I got through it.
Yeah. So you did. But
My neighbor had it worse. He broke out on his back and his arms, and it was the whole half of him was in pain.
Yep.
Mine was just in my head.
Do you get a flu shot?
No, I never have.
I never have either.
Never got a flu shot. I'm sorry. I just my philosophy behind that is I see people and they'll say you don't. You get the flu shot, you get the flu, and I think you get a case of it, so it can kind of say it's already been through your system. I just don't get a flu shot.
Right. So I'll say this: if you're a young, healthy person, you'll live. So if I'm 46 and I get the flu, do you think I'm going to live? Yeah, of course I am. But what about that 2-year-old I'm exposing to it, or the 95-year-old? So do I get a flu shot, especially as a healthcare worker? Yeah, definitely. My kids do too. But it's you know, they say herd immunity. It's not for me. It's for those that can't fight this stuff off.
Right. Sure.
So, yeah, okay.
All right, man. We're out of time.
It's great. We're going to have you back.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Adam Corshane, New Med Direct Primary Care. Again, that's numedprimarycare.com. His number, 774-219-9311. Kurt, thank you.
No
Adam,
problem.
Thank you as well.
Thank you very much.
Most of all, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.